But then, some other things came along. In 1960, there should have been an and sign there, in 1963, date of the dissertation, date of the MIT monograph of the dissertation, Bob Gallagher came up with his low-density parity check block codes. And these were good soft decision decoding, gave good soft decision decoding performance, if you could believe Bob's assumption of independence of decoding after several number of steps. It seemed like a good, plausible hypothesis, but it couldn't be proved. Moreover, it was not possible to check the hypothesis by simulation to see if that really worked at that time. It was just out of the question to simulate something so complex. So it was never done at that time. About the same time, I finished my thesis and published also an MIT monograph of threshold decoding. And the virtue of threshold decoding was that it was simple. You could build the threshold decoders with the logic that was then available, which was all discrete logic and so on, but easily build them. But in order to get this simplicity of the decoder, I had to develop codes that weren't very good. I mean, of course, I knew that, but it was the only ones for which this technique would work. But these two things, together with a non-technical thing, caused Codex Corporation to be founded in 1962. A little more background than that is that there was a defense contractor called Melpar at the time. Melpar is more famous in the United States because in connection with the Bobby Baker scandal in the defense with the vending machines at defense contractors at the time. But that happened at Melpar in... I believe their main plant was in Falls Church, Virginia. But at this time, in 1962, they decided to close their research office in Watertown, Massachusetts. And there were a number of people who were very interested in coding. Bob Gallagher had been talking to those people, so had I. They were very interested and they wanted to develop something. When Melpar decided to close down that office, they wanted everybody to move down to Falls Church, Virginia. But these were real Bostonians, and they weren't thinking about it. So they said, well, we've got to start our own company. We need some products. We'll build low-density parity check decoders and threshold decoders. So it looked like the time was right that this would work out.